Okay, so it's roughly 14 minutes to the hour of 10. We continue with now the next interview in the same segment. We're still discussing parts of Islamic finance. We're now discussing tax-free investments. So the listeners are aware that, you know, when it comes to the end of February, then it marks the end of the tax year. And as a benefit, the government, they have now introduced tax-free benefits for all those who are interested in securing their financial future. So we do have Brother Azhar Mia, the sales manager at the Al Baraka Forsberg branch. He will be enlightening us on the investment product, which is called the tax-free investment account. Brother Azhar, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Assalamu alaikum to all the listeners and to everyone that's listening at home.
Welcome you to the airwaves of Radio Islam International this morning.
Jazakallah.
Okay, Brother Azhar, as we are already now into the second month of 2019. February is known as the tax month. It's, the hype in the budget speech will also be coming up very shortly. Added to that, this year it also happens to be an election year. Now, the question is, how can South African consumers who are already stretched by high fuel prices, inflationary pressures, there's other expenses as well, how can they make a concerted effort in saving for theirs as well as their children's future?
Well, I think this is a question that comes up a lot, you know. Mm. I think only being February means that we've just come out of January and everyone's already started to worry about how they're going to secure themselves for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we always speak about when we speak about savings is that one should start early. So the government has obviously introduced an initiative where they've given South Africans a tax break. So essentially what this means is that if individuals have to invest in this account, they won't be paying any tax on any of the proceeds or any of the profit that they'll earn on this investment. Now, just to enlighten our listeners, South Africa is very poor when it comes to savings. In fact, South Africans only save about 15.78. That's the total percentage of how much we save in terms of its gross domestic product. So when it comes to our rate of saving compared to the other parts of the world, we are very low. Mm. For example, India manages to save about 30%, Brazil about 25%, and Australia about 22.5% of their GDP. So what this means is that South Africans need to start saving, and we need to start saving earlier. For example, when it comes to education, the cost of education is rising. We've done some studies and we found that if you look at 2025, for example, it will cost an individual about 60,000 rand to put their child in a public school, 155,000, for example, in a private school, or 120,000 rand for a three-year degree. So we need to inculcate a savings culture. We need to make sure that we do it right now. And the most important thing is that now that we have a Sharia-compliant option, South Africans should take advantage of this. And Al Baraka Bank has a product that can definitely offer its clients a profitable return in a Sharia-compliant manner.
Brother Azhar, perhaps you could advise us. You know, you alluded to this government tax-free investment. What are the benefits of this?
Okay, so government in 2015 introduced an incentive for South Africans to start saving. And this is purely because there was a low culture of savings within our economy. So what government has done is to provide South Africans with an option to save where the proceeds of the tax-free investment won't be taxed. So generally on any other investment, South Africans who are invested in those kind of investments would obviously pay a tax proportionate to the tax bracket that they're in. But for this kind of investment, there are no tax implications whatsoever. So when this started in 2015, government introduced a 30,000 rand limit for individuals for per tax annum. Now this has increased as of 2017 on the 1st of March to 33,000 rand per year. So essentially what this means is that individuals, business, people who are in business, pensioners, students can save a maximum of 33,000 rand per tax year without there being any tax implications on the proceeds of that investment whatsoever. Now, the lifetime contribution of the tax investment is 500,000 rand, so individuals would want to start early. It would take you about 15 years to reach your lifetime limit, so we urge individuals to start early.
Okay, and Brother Azhar, how does the tax-free investment, how does it work for the benefit of the listeners, just to understand this?
Okay, perfect. So firstly, Al Baraka Bank offers a tax-free investment for all of its clients. The most important thing is that this is a Sharia-compliant, fully Sharia-compliant tax-free investment, in a sense that your returns are fully Sharia-compliant. It's permissible income that you'll be receiving on this investment. The minimum that you need to open up the investment is only 1,000 rand. So initially when you open up the investment, all you'll need is 1,000 rand. You can add on to your investment with minimums of 250 rand. As I mentioned earlier, the maximum that you can contribute for the year is 33,000 rand on this investment. You allowed one withdrawal within the year as well. So that makes it good for individuals who do run into some sort of difficulty or emergencies. The withdrawal that we allow in our investment is a minimum of 500 rand. And obviously, the lifetime in terms of the maximum limit that you can withdraw is your total investment amount that you've got in the investment itself.
Brother Azhar, Jazakallah for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. You shared with us some very informative information today.
Jazakallah for that, and thanks for having me on air.
Alhamdulillah, we hope to hear from you again soon. Maybe we can chat about some other discussions as well.
Definitely, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah.
Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, so that's all about the tax-free investments. When it comes to February, many people now still need to start getting their tax papers in order, etc. It comes to the end of the financial year and the new financial year is starting. So that is quite a bit of information with regards to how you need to go about doing it. Alhamdulillah, the good thing is, as the brother explained, it is Sharia compliant, and that is the first thing that we as Muslims would look for. That brings us to the end of that discussion. There's still about roughly 8 or 9 minutes. Let's go for a quick short Nizam break, and then we'll come back and we'll try and take a look at a few of the questions that have come through.